Last weekend, a shooting in Boise's North End neighborhood sent a woman to the hospital. The victim is recovering, and the alleged shooter is facing felony charges. But the incident exposes a gap in Idaho's legal code when it comes to getting protection from stalkers. Frankie Barnhill reports.
According to the Idaho Statesman, the victim, Michaela Zabel Gravatt, tried to get a protective order against the alleged shooter twice and was denied both times. The Ada County prosecutor says the man had been stalking the woman for weeks, including at the hair salon where she works. This kind of story is all too familiar to Maureen Wiskoski, an advocate for victims of domestic violence and abuse with the Women's and Children's Alliance. She says in Idaho, getting a protective order against a stalker is difficult.
If a judge is not able to find that there's a qualifying domestic relationship or a qualifying event, an act of physical injury, sexual abuse, forced imprisonment, or threat thereof, the judge may not be able to grant the protection order.
Idaho is the only state in this part of the country where stalking isn't covered in civil protection orders. Wiskoski says that can create unsafe situations for victims.
When individuals feel like they can't get relief from that, it's hard to be able to focus on everything else in your life.
But she says there are still things people can do if they feel in danger, like making a safety plan with a victim advocate. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.